Years later, and Simba grew stronger and wiser. I watched him closely, proud of the lion he had become. It was hard for me to admit, but I had come to love him like a son. My brother Mufasa would have been proud of him. I knew it in my heart, but as Simba grew, I knew my time as his mentor was ending. Soon he would take his rightful place as a king. I could feel it. The pride was ready for him, and I was ready to step aside. One evening under the stars, I sat with Simba, telling him one last story about his father. It wasn't about Mufasa's strength or courage this time. It was about his love for Simba, how everything he did was for his son. I told Simba that now it was his turn to carry that love into his reign, to be a king who led with both wisdom and heart. I've always been here. I will always be here if you need me, I said. But now it's your time. Simba nodded, understanding. We both knew that the future was his to shape.